My name is Virginia James, and I'm the soul behind Feminine Sage Wisdom. This is a recording of the weekly memo that you get on the blog. Now, even though FSW is about women finding their purpose, living in their legacy, and doing their soulful work, the memos that come your way are straight from my heart or experiences. Storytelling is one of my favorite things to do and to be a recipient of because it's how we learn more about ourselves and each other. So take a listen to this letter. This week's piece is called When Your Work Feels Like a Marathon and a Slog, Remember the Two R's. Hey, fellow women. It's a new week, so here's another memo from the Weekly Wisdom. I know just what to talk about this round, and here's why. I've been knee-deep in program tweaking for a few weeks now. The ZPB has morphed like a butterfly from live lessons to self-paced videos. The good news is that members still get live coaching and guidance opportunities and a grounding hour each week. I didn't want to lose all the fun and chances to connect with members. So this meant that I took hours of slide deck presentations and made them manageable, focus video clips that are topic-based. I can't lie. By the end of the process, I sounded like a frog with a head cold. My voice was cracking and my eyes hurt from staring at the computer screen for days on end, but it's been totally worth it. Now, there was a point in the middle between mods 3 and 4 where I wasn't going to give up, but it felt like a marathon that you just aren't finishing at a good pace. Imagine crawling with a limp and going uphill in 104 degree temperatures. This is why we need to remember our two R's when in a process like this. Their reason and reward. Number one, the reason behind why you do this work. So many of us talk about our why and reasons for doing things, and that applies to big projects or goals that we have in mind and heart. When you're in the thick of things and trying to maintain your motivation, it's one part reason and continuing to move forward through action. Even if you move at a steady snail's pace, or so it feels, you're still gaining ground. And this is why creating a system using your strengths is absolutely vital. For example, I adore lists, color coding, and organizing my thoughts and activities. So this process got done faster when I was doing batch editing, formatting, checking off what I did, etc. You find what works for you and apply your strengths. Number two, the reward and celebrations along the way. You already know this about me. I'm pretty terrible at celebrating my victories at times. Why? Because I'm such a go-getter, and I think sometimes we, as women, just keep the roles and tasks we have at the forefront of our minds, and we don't celebrate ourselves as much. We need to stop this, my friends. Like a marathon or a good workout, as you go through the process, it helps to reward yourself with internal praise, a smile, a fuck yeah, or what works for you. Do we always go at the pace we want to? Definitely not. Especially if we're type A's or go-getters. That's what makes the reward that much more important, because we deserve to know our accomplishments mean something to us and others along the way. I was honestly talking to myself in front of the dogs while making tea between video sessions. I would say things like, "Come on, James, you're doing awesome. Let's keep on going." And while talking to ourselves doesn't seem like a reward, it is. How so? Because we're showing ourselves love at that moment and celebrating our wins, even in small ways. Now, if you want, go celebrate each step in big ways too. I won't lie, a nice glass of wine was waiting for me after uploading my last video. I talk about celebrating our wins and accomplishments in the program and so much more. It's an important ritual or practice to develop, especially when you're in the middle of a project or transitioning in life or work as it feels never ending. So, remember your two R's, reason and reward, and you'll find yourself going step by step toward your future. Let me know what you think about this. You can always drop a comment on FeminineSageWisdom.com and let me know how this resonates for you. If you're feeling inspired, look for more updates. And if you want a direct connection, join for free the FSW Circle, and you can sign up for that at FeminineSageWisdom.com. As always, if you have any questions or comments, leave them below or contact me one-to-one, and I'll chat with you soon. Again, my name is Virginia James, and you can always find me at FeminineSageWisdom.com. I get that's a lot of I's and vowels to track, but you can also find me on LinkedIn as well. I'll see you there, and until next week, blessings on you, and remember, your wisdom is within.